Your weekend outlook this Friday is brought to you by Tom Potter State Farm. Let Tom Potter quote your insurance. Call 270-965-2284.
Well, good Friday morning. As 6 a.m. approaches here, it looks like we're a little slow to get started out of the gate this morning on this snowfall, but from what I'm understanding and reading from the National Weather Service, we're just on the cusp of the blizzard that's going to take place sometime today. It looks like maybe over the next really 30 minutes or so, maybe by 6:30 or 7, we're going to be well underway with this white covering. And what they're showing on the National Weather Service out of Paducah, I get a report every morning from them that although it may be slow to get going, most of the precipitation is going to fall between really right now and about noon, and then by 3 o'clock, the things start to taper off a little bit, and maybe late this afternoon, only flurries. But what I'm seeing on the forecast here is somewhere between 4 and 5 inches, about a 90% chance we're going to get 4 inches. So there's going to be plenty to make a snowman out of. I just want to remind everyone that schools all over West Kentucky are closed today. Crittenden, Livingston, Caldwell, Lyon, Union, Webster, us, and everywhere around us taking precautions, letting school out today. And in Crittenden County, it's a non-NTI day. It's just a traditional snow day. That means it'll have to be made up at the end of the year. But the good news is kids don't have to do any of the schoolwork today, and teachers won't have to grade anything. It's my understanding that it's pretty tedious task when you get 2 or 3, maybe even 4 snow days piled up together. The teachers become a bit overwhelmed because it's a little different the way they have to grade things online. So teachers get a break today, students get a break today. Hope everyone stays home, stays safe, and stays warm, and watches this beautiful snowfall, and then hopefully it'll all be gone very soon. We can get back to normal sometime next week.
Since the mid-1960s, Miles LP Gas has been meeting the area's propane needs. For pricing, call 866-427-5469 or visit mileslpgas.com.
In other local news today, a man caught on video burglarizing Marion Pit Barbecue a year ago pleaded guilty on Thursday in Crittenden Circuit Court and was sentenced to 1 year in prison. However, Coy McDowell's plea will now trigger a probation revocation in 2 other cases, which will net him about 33 years in jail. Also from the circuit court this week, a drug trafficking case is scheduled for trial now on January 30th in Marion after a plea agreement was unable to be reached on Thursday. Christopher D. Stump, 35, of Marion, faces charges of first-degree trafficking in a controlled substance, more than 2 grams, and being a persistent felony offender. He is accused of trying to sell a half pound of methamphetamine to a cooperating witness and could face up to 20 years in prison. You can read more about Crittenden Circuit Court and all the happenings there this week in next week's Crittenden Press. And you might have noticed some photographs on the Marion Police Department's Facebook page this week. They're looking for a couple of men for questioning in an incident that happened out at the Marion Crittenden County Park recently, where they believe perhaps a robbery took place. That's an armed robbery, they believe. They're investigating this, trying to get to the bottom of it. If you have any information, you should contact the Marion Police Department at 270-965-3500. And again, you can see some photographs from surveillance footage on the Marion City Police Department's Facebook page. On the lighter side of news, the Kreider Performing Arts Studio showcased talents and achievements of 21 students during its winter recital, which was held just recently in December. sponsored by the Community Arts Foundation. The event celebrated the culmination of months of learning in group and individual classes under the direction of teachers Michelle and Corey Kreider. Two outstanding students were recognized for their exceptional work this semester. Michelle Kreider's outstanding student was Nellie Singleton, while Corey Kreider selected on the male side Barrett Brown. Both instructors highlighted Singleton and Brown's commitment to music, improvement, and raw talent as reasons for their selections. The Kreider Performing Arts Studio offers a range of classes and private lessons in piano, voice, guitar, bass guitar, drums, and drama. For more information or to enroll, call 210-452-3539 or visit Kreider Performing Arts Studio on Facebook. Now, some of the other youngsters involved in that program this past fall were Paisley Witherspoon, Clark Markwell, Riley Russellberg, Isabel Felton, Annie Maxfield, Charlotte Vince, Scarlett Bach, Cooper Ellington, Kaylin Omar, Lynn Lee Hubbard, Rihanna Miller, CeCe Keller, Russell Vince, Miles Yates, Parker Brown, Lily Newcomb, Katie Beth James, Abigail James, and Kane Hewlin. And as I sometimes like to do is draw your attention to the feature we have in the Crittenden Press we call Throwback Thursday. It's published every week in the newspaper, and it provides a snapshot back in time. We go back 50 years, 25 years, and 10 years and bring back to life some of the articles that were in the Crittenden Press in days gone by. This week, you can read a little bit about Tiffany Wheeler, who visited the Crittenden County 4-H Nativity on the courthouse lawn. You can read about Sherry Ramage, the six-year-old who was honored in B.F. Goodrich's Tempo Magazine Holiday Art Contest. And Everett Morse, Sergeant Everett Morse of the National Guard, was featured in an article and won a TV. In some of the sports action back 50 years ago, 1975, that's in January 1975, 50 years ago, Crittenden County lost to Wes Hopkins, a team that doesn't exist anymore. They lost in that basketball game, 85-59, and Keith Cosby ended the game with 14 points as the leading scorer. Clark Tyree had 12. David Kelly and David Perriman both had 8. Just some of the names and things that you can read about in your local newspaper. There's a whole lot more that you can see in our Throwback Thursday feature. In local obituaries, Brandon David Martin, 27, of Marion, died from liver disease January 6 at University of Kentucky Albert Chandler Hospital in Lexington. Gilbert Funeral Home is in charge of arrangements. Jimmy Roberts, 73, of Marion, died January 3 at the University of Louisville Hospital. Gilbert Funeral Home is in charge of those arrangements. Loretta Hinchy, 86, of Marion, died on January 7th. Gilbert Funeral Home is in charge of arrangements. And Ava Lois Belt, 89, of Marion, died at her home January 7th. Myers Funeral Home is in charge of arrangements. And on our local meeting schedule, Marion City Council will convene at 5:30 p.m. Monday at City Hall. This meeting is a week earlier than their typical monthly meeting date. They usually meet the third Monday of the month, but because of a holiday, they are now meeting a little early, a week early this month, on Monday night, again at City Hall at 5:30 p.m. And sports this morning is brought to you by Marion Recycling. Buyers of scrap metal open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. at 3700 Mott City Road. That's Marion Recycling, buying scrap metal right now. In local basketball, Crittenden County's girls showcased a commanding performance on the court, routing Heritage Christian Academy 72-10 in a lopsided basketball matchup Thursday night in the semifinal round of the All-A Classic at Rocket Arena. Now, that win pits CCHS against Lyon County in an All-A championship showdown of the best small school teams in the second region on Saturday. The game is scheduled for 4 p.m., but Mother Nature is likely to intervene and force that contest to a later date. Tournament officials tell me that the game could be played on Sunday if roads clear up beyond today's snow. No matter what, that championship game between Crittenden County and Lyon County will be played at Rocket Arena. The Rocket girls established their dominance quite early Thursday night, leading Christian Heritage 23-0 after the first quarter and never looking back. Crittenden County had some balance scoring in that game with Jordan Hodge leading the way. She scored 14 points, followed by Morgan Stewart with 11, and Adrie Berry, a freshman, had 10. That's a career high for her. HCA remains winless on the season, while the Lady Rockets improved to 11-1. Crittenden County has won the last two All-A second region crowns and three of the last four. But Lyon County is proving to be perhaps the hottest team in the region right now. The Lyon girls beat Caldwell County 70-42 at Rocket Arena in Thursday night's opening semifinal match. Those Lyon girls, I think, have won a 12 in a row now. The girls' state Class A tournament will open January 22nd at the Owensboro Sports Center. Now, Crittenden County got to the semifinal round by beating Livingston Central 56-40 on Wednesday night at Rocket Arena. That game was supposed to have been played Monday, but weather had postponed it for 2 days. Crittenden County scoring in that game, Boone had 11, Evans 13, Hodge 6, Federico 12, Rushing 10, Stewart 3. And for Livingston County, Victoria Joyner had 11 points and Emerson Ramage matched that with 11. They were the leading scorers. Downey had 10 for the Lady Cardinals. In boys' second region All-A Classic semifinals on Thursday night, Lyon County beat University Heights 96-75, and Caldwell County beat host Dawson Springs 74-66 as Pax Aiken scored 21 points and was player of the game for Caldwell County. Now, Lyon County and Caldwell County will play in the championship of the small school regional tournament. That matchup is scheduled for 7 p.m. Saturday, but like the girls, it could end up being pushed back. Lyon County, as you know, won the state championship last year in the overall KHSAA tournament. They did not win the All-A Classic state championship last year, though. Some people get that confused. Lyon County, however, has dominated the All-A regional tournament the last five or so years. That boys state tournament will begin in Owensboro on January 23rd, also at the Sports Center. Your Kentucky Wildcats play Mississippi State at 7:30 p.m. tomorrow night, Saturday night, in Starkville, Mississippi. The Wildcats are now 12-3 on the season. And that's all we have for you today. Stay home, stay warm, stay safe. Enjoy this wintertime snowfall. And we will catch you again right back here on Monday morning. This has been Chris Evans reporting for the Crittenden Press.